The question was asked, how could one be considered going against the high court when one goes against the custom? A Zaken Mamre should only be against the high court. If he's going against the custom, how could it be a Zaken Mamre? So, I'll quote from the Rambam Hilchos Mamre. Betin Gadol. First, he tells us if the high court shedarshu b'chad min amdot kfiv ma shenira beinehem shaddin kach v'danu din. They rule the ruling based on a derivation from one of the laws of derivation. And later court thinks they were wrong. They have logic. They have good reason to contradict them. They could contradict them. They could rule the way they think is right. Why? Because the Torah says, El ha-shofet asher yeh b'yamim. Go by the judge that's around in those days. And you only have to go with the court that's in your days. Next. Okay? So that's baseline number one. What if the court made a rabbinic prohibition or a rabbinic institution or a custom? And then all of Israel accepted this custom. Now notice that the Rambam shifted from Bet Din HaGadol to Bet Din. He didn't say it has to be the high court. He said a court. So remember, ordinarily a Zakein Mamre is one who goes against the high court. But if the regular court made an institution or a prohibition or a custom, and that custom became accepted by all of Israel, and then a later court wants to annul that, let's take anything that's written in Shas. Right? All of Israel doesn't eat chicken with milk. All of Israel celebrates 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Right? So then, if a later court would want to know what the earlier court said, and to uproot that institution, prohibition, or custom, they can't do so. They have to be smarter and of greater numbers. If they're only greater in wisdom or numbers, they can't undo it. Afilu batel atam. Even if the reason is no longer relevant, that because of that reason they made the institution or prohibition, they can't undo it unless they were bigger than them. So that goes for anything in Shas. I'm reading Rambam now.
What's the definition of chokhmah? Because that also affects minyan. Like, I could, if I'm like, let's say, a rav of like, let's say, satmar, okay? So, yeah, I don't think like we could ever get together and make a betin that has a bigger minyan with them, because like, not even two rabbis could agree, but like, you know, if a rabbi, like, basically make a betin with all his disciples, you know? Like Rav Cook and Rabbi couldn't come together to make a bigger betin, but Rav Cook had enough students that he could make his own betin. You know, so what's the definition of chokhmah? And then what's the definition of minyan? Like, what's considered legit enough for rabbi? And obviously, not talking about conservative and reform rabbis, but what makes a rabbi big enough that he can even count him towards the minyan? And does the chokhmah need to be in all the individuals of the betin, or is it enough that the av betin is bigger? Because, you understand what the last part of the question is? Do all of them have to be bigger in chokhmah?
That I don't know.
And what's the definition of chokhmah?
That I don't know, but it is addressed somewhere. That is addressed, I think, elsewhere in the Rambam, but I don't remember.
What does it mean that it has to be of greater numbers? Sanhedrin is 71 judges.
So the Rambam, that's the next line in the Rambam, that of greater numbers is the number of Chachmei Hadol that agreed and accepted what the Beit Din HaGadol said. They didn't disagree. So they accepted it. So in a nutshell, going back to your question, how can you have a custom? So the Rambam says something that's accepted by a Beit Din, and that's instituted by a Beit Din and then accepted in all of Israel.
So, let's take not eating kidyot on Pesach. So that wasn't all of Am Yisrael. You'd say that was half of the community.
That's another question. So that's... That has to be discussed because that's a totally. That's another question. It's another question. What happens if it's not all of them? So that's later on.
Would these be